The Olympic Games reach audiences far beyond the venues in Rio, thanks to TV broadcasts and online streams. This year, one place where people have been glued to the Games is Kakuma in northwest Kenya. It's one of the world's largest refugee camps. About 200,000 people live in the sprawling tent city. And for the past week or so, some of them have been planted in front of large TV screens.
We have two screens set up in two different locations within the camp, Kakuma refugee camp. And they've been broadcasting since the opening ceremony.
Henry Tho lives in Kakuma and works for Film Aid. It's a nonprofit that worked with the Olympic Broadcasting Service to bring the games to the refugee camp. It was a technical challenge to route the satellite feed and get equipment on location. Heavy rains flooded parts of the camp.
We've had thousands and thousands of people attending.
Naomi O'Callaghan is part of the Film Aid team in Kakuma.
Families, men, women, children, it's very popular. The kids come first and they set up extra early so they can get their place at the front. And they bring their mats and their chairs and anything they can sit on. And they sit there and they wait and then the sun goes down and then that's when the crowd people come. So the kids are so enthusiastic. They come extra early.
So far, track and field events seem to be the most popular. Henry Tho says people have been crowding around the big screens well into the night.
I think simply it's because we have runners or athletes from Kakuma, five of them. So, the community members are very eager to see how they're faring, how they perform in all the races. They're quite excited.
He's referring to the first ever refugee Olympic team competing in the Games this year. The team includes two Syrian swimmers, two judokas from Congo, an Ethiopian marathoner, and five runners from South Sudan. At least five of the athletes on the refugee team have lived in Kakuma, so they're hometown favorites, though Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt gets the biggest cheers. Henry Tho says one young refugee watching the Games asked him, "What's next after the Olympics? Are they going to affect our lives in any way?" He doesn't have a ready answer to that, but Tho says the Olympic television experience has been worth it.
It's quite exciting to be able to, bring out this to the community, project a bit of hope and give them, joy at this particular period of time. I remember when one of the races, one athlete from Kakuma, she didn't perform very well. You could see it from the face of the family members. They're not quite excited. But this is the first time ever that we've had a participation from Kakuma. And the most important thing is that the world will come to know about the situation refugees and immigrants are facing around the world.
That's Henry Tho in Kakuma Refugee Camp in northwest Kenya.